This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The July round of cattle-focused reports from USDA shows drought is still impacting the number of cattle available for breeding. But Bert Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says the cattle inventory report showed a larger decline than what analysts expected.
In July, the report estimated that all cattle and calves in the U.S. totaled 95.9 million head on July 1. This was down 3% compared to last year's report. U.S. beef cattle came in at 29.4 million head. Now, this was a 52-year low for beef cattle supplies. That's a significant number when we start talking about beef prices.
Nelson says when considering demand, consumers should expect prices to rise.
As long as we have elevated placements of heifers on the feed, this will indicate that contraction of our cattle inventory will continue for sure through 2024, and it'll definitely be through 2025 before we can even consider rebuilding some of this herd. Demand has remained strong on both the global front and the domestic front, but prices have begun to come up, and they may continue to come up as long as our demand stays strong for beef.
To learn more, go to the Farm Bureau Market Intel page at FB.org.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.